toward further and surprising marvels. But each night, as he stood on that high marble terrace, with the curious urns and carven rail, and looked off over that hushed sunset city of beauty and unearthly eminence, he felt the bondage of dreams, tyrannous gods, for in no wise could he leave that lofty spot or descend the wide memorial flights flung endlessly down to where those streets of elder witchery lay outspread and beckoning. When for the third time he awaked with those flights still undescended and those hushed sunset streets still untraversed, he prayed long and earnestly to the hidden gods of dream that brood capricious above the clouds of unknown Kadath, in the cold waste where no man treads. But the gods made no answer and showed no relenting, nor did they give any favoring sign when he prayed to them in dream and invoked them sacrificially through the bearded priests of Nasht and Kamantha, whose cavern temple with its pillar of flames lies not far from the gates of the waking world. It seemed, however, that his prayers must have been adversely heard, or, after even the first of them, he ceased wholly to behold the marvelous city, as if his three glimpses from afar had been mere accidents or oversights.